Welcome to Warrior Talk, a podcast about leaders, teachers, and students, and the stories that bind us together in Warriorville. I'm Justin Smith, head of school at LRCA, and your host of Warrior Talk. Well, Warriorville, we are in for a treat this week. Today on the Warrior Talk podcast, I have before me two of our leading roles in the upcoming musical Cinderella. Cinderella is here in the studio, as well as Prince Topher. Cinderella is played by Ava Fletcher and Prince Topher by Emerson Bailey. Well, Cinderella, Ava Fletcher, why don't you kick us off? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Ava Fletcher. I have been here since pre-K 4. I'm a sophomore here at Little Rock Christian Academy. I'm involved in cross country, Warrior Choir. I've been in all region and I've made all state this year.
Well, thanks for coming on the show with us, Cinderella. How about you, Prince Topher? Emerson Bailey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, I'm Emerson Bailey. I'm playing Prince Topher. This is my second year here at LRCA, so I'm a junior. I'm involved with Ava in Warrior Choir and cross country. We also have made it to Allstate this year, so go Warrior Choir. And yeah, I'm just really enjoying it.
Excellent. Thank you guys for joining me around the table. I cannot wait to see the performances this coming weekend. But will you tell us, especially for those that are listening, a little bit more about the show times and how they can access tickets?
Opening night is Thursday at 7 p.m., same with Friday and Monday. Saturday and Sunday are matinee shows at 2:30.
Perfect. And where can we get tickets?
If you go to littlerockchristian.com/Cinderella, you can find the tickets.
We are so excited about the upcoming shows this weekend, but please tell our listeners a little bit more about what the rehearsals have been like, all of the practices that go into making a performance like this so special. I'd love to hear how frequently you guys are rehearsing. What does that look like? What is it like on behind the curtain for our audience?
So we're rehearsing Monday through Friday, just about every day as soon as theater starts. And starting off, we're going till 6. So just we're running, singing is usually what we start with, and then we're doing choreography, blocking scenes, costuming is always working in the background, same with tech. They're just getting everything together to put the show together, and it's just super fun. Like, rehearsals are just a blast. There's never a dull moment.
Yeah, our directors, Miss Curry and Ms. Shepherd, they work with us pretty much the whole day. Miss Leslie, she helps us with music. She's our music director. She's on the piano all day teaching us, you know, all the songs, plunking out notes for us. I think lines have been probably my hardest thing about rehearsals.
Have you guys ever done anything like this before where you have to memorize this this amount of lines? I mean, it just seems like an incredible amount.
Yeah, never.
No, never. This is the biggest production I've ever been in.
Are there any tips or tricks to doing that, or is it just rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing, or is there a way to, does it help if they're to song or to dance?
I think they're most helpful doing it with another person, and you can get like the feel for the emotions that you're using and the different facial expressions you use with them.
Yeah, and it's definitely like a work in progress. Like, the more you run it and look over your lines, the more you get comfortable with those facial expressions, like Ava said, and just acting it out. So repetition is like super important. Mm-hmm.
Does that also help with a nervousness? I would imagine when you first begin in rehearsals, you're probably pretty nervous to recite your lines. Has that worn off? Are you more comfortable, or are you still nervous?
You definitely become more comfortable with your character. Like, it feels less like you're pretending and more like you're just going on stage just as your character. Mm-hmm. And so since all of you and your other theater people have been in that for so long, you know each other, you know each other's character. It's just very comfortable, and you definitely, the nervousness goes away.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so tell me, answer this question. What have you found to be most challenging in terms of the rehearsals and the preparation for your roles? What is it that's challenging for you?
I think for me, from the very beginning, was finding my confidence in my character and my voice. I think the community around us is so encouraging and loving, so it was very easy to start getting into that. And just how many times we've repped it, how much we practice, how thorough we are about it has really boosted my confidence and not just singing and acting, doing lines. It's gone outside of just theater. It's been really great.
Yeah, for me, I'd say the hardest thing for me is I'm definitely more outward person. I'm sort of just go with the flow crazy, but my character is very reserved at the beginning and he's shy and calm. And so to sort of have to rein that back and like play a different character, because I'm newer to theater, so I'm not so used to being someone that I'm not, and just trying to rein it in like that was definitely a struggle at first, but we're getting the hang of it.
It's a great point. I'm sure that there are plenty of people that would say, I'd love to do it, but I just can't imagine. I would be too nervous to do that. Can you respond to that line of thinking? Because maybe that was you, or maybe that was somebody else on cast.
I think just go for it, honestly. I mean, once you're in it, you're really used for everything. There's nothing that you really can't do. And I just think like it boosts your confidence, so...
I'd say go for it, because most years we have tryouts for people who are new, so it's very low key. And then something I was nervous about was callbacks and like getting to having to sing in front of people. I was really nervous about that. The community is so encouraging. Mm-hmm. You never feel like it's just you trying to get it done. Like there's always people who have your back. They're super encouraging. The directors will work with you with whatever you need. There's nothing to lose, like Ava said.
And nobody's going to judge you. Like we're all there for the same reason. Everybody's feeling the same feelings. They're all nervous. They probably never sung in front of people or acted or done lines. So everybody's in the same boat. So I mean, callbacks are just go for it.
Yeah, to remove that barrier of entry is really important. I think that our directors and then the community around theater in Warriorville has done that very well. There's a lot of grace and a lot of mercy there. Okay, how about this? Whose role besides your own do you most enjoy and why?
The role I most enjoy is definitely Sebastian, and he's played by Max Lessel. He's sort of my advisor, and he tries to manipulate me. I'm sort of his vessel that he uses to control the kingdom with, and it's a really fun dynamic. And while Cinderella has Madame, the evil stepmother, he's sort of my opposition. He's sort of the person in the way of my character development, and we have this really fun scene where we like all of this tension finally reaches its boiling point, and we like just battle it out, and it's super fun. And just the back and forth energy that we have is really enjoyable.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait to see Sebastian's character.
I think my favorite is Marie/Fairy Godmother. She is super crazy and she doesn't make sense. She mumbles in the beginning, but Cinderella just loves her and goes up and talks to her anyways and laughs at her craziness, and then she turns into the fairy godmother, and she's just like there for Ella when everybody else is just against her and trying to just take her dreams away and make her a quiet peasant girl. And it's like Marie really sees what is in her and tries to do the best for her. It's really great.
So good. Well, I was fortunate enough to stand in the back of the room and watch the snippet that you performed this week during community for the high school students. And at the end of that number, to have the student body give a standing ovation and hoop and holler and raise their hands and scream, I'm sure that was quite encouraging for the cast.
Oh yeah, we were all backstage jumping up and down screaming.
I love that. So what if you were somebody who wanted to be involved, but maybe being on stage was not your thing? Is there a spot for somebody like that?
Oh, for sure. Crew, there's tons of crew positions, whether it's like making set pieces, painting things, working on costumes, quick changes backstage. There's so many things you can do as a crew member, and same with tech, which is also crew. Whether you're good at lights or in technology and stuff like that, they have tons of spots for people in crew, and we can always use more.
And even if you aren't like super techie or putting things together is hard for you, people can teach you, and I mean anybody can be involved, honestly, and everyone is vitally needed. Everyone for costuming, putting the costumes together, organizing the costume room, putting all the props up and in the right places, lights especially, everything is like just as important as the cast itself.
And I believe it's true that Mr. McCaskill's engineering classes have helped with building some of the set pieces and the carriage. Is that right?
Yep. It's coming along great.
Oh, I love that. Here are some fun facts about the show. Over 60 students are involved, and more than 15 student organizations or teams are represented in the cast and crew. And then our orchestra, it includes several LRCA faculty members and professional players. We're having a live orchestra in this production. It's going to be remarkable, something you do not want to miss. So to Cinderella and to Prince Topher, break a leg, have a blast. We cannot wait to see you shine on stage. Well, thanks for tuning in to Warrior Talk, a podcast on the lives and stories in Warriorville. And as we like to say around here, it's another great day to be a warrior.